Back now with Day to Day. Last year, donations to America's largest charities rose by more than 4% to $67 billion. This figure from the Chronicle of Philanthropy. And in this, the season of giving, you might need a guide to charitable giving, which is why we say now Merry Christmas to our personal finance guru, Michelle Singletary. Michelle, welcome back.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you, Alex.
Thank you so much. You know, there are thousands and thousands of charities out there. How do you decide which one you are going to give to?
You know, I always tell people, start close to home. What are some of the issues that matter to you? If you belong, for example, to a church or a religious organization, do they have a charitable arm where they feed the poor or clothe the homeless or something like that? I mean, that's where I give the bulk of my giving. But my brother had epilepsy, so I gave to organizations that help the cause for epilepsy.
I know that I go online now to search out all kinds of things. There must be some kind of online guide to help find charitable causes?
There really is. There's this one site that I found that I really liked called GiveSpot.com. And it's a free online resource that gives you information on not just where to give, but how to volunteer your time. They have a kids and teens program or section that you can find volunteer opportunities for your children. And it gives you links to other sites. It's sort of a one-stop look for anyone who wants to give or donate their time.
Now, is this a place where you would go to check out to make sure that charities are legitimate?
Well, they have a link to some of those, but what I would recommend is three sites that you should try. One is Charity Navigator, one is GuideStar, and the last one is BBB Wise Giving Alliance. And we'll put links on NPR's site to all of these organizations. And they do a good job of researching and recommending whether they feel the charity is using the money that they get wisely. The Charity Navigator rates nonprofit groups and provides a lot of answers to the questions you give. They have a great frequently asked questions section. Then GuideStar collects the forms that charities file with the IRS. And then finally, the BBB does a quarterly Better Business Bureau Wise Giving Guide, which is wonderful. You know, before you give, you really ought to do some research to make sure that your money is being used wisely and for the thing that you donate it for.
You know, some people may have very simple questions, beginner kinds of questions. Questions such as, what's the best way to give to a charity?
Most charities will tell you they direct donations are the best way to give because more of your dollars is put to use. And in my household, we have a rule. We don't give through a third-party, for-profit company that's raising money for a charity because often a lot of the money doesn't get to the charity. Anywhere from 20 to 90 cents of each dollar raised goes to that company raising the funds. And I just feel like that's a lot of waste of money. And if I could just add, Alex, I think giving is a wonderful way to handle your budget. It's the first thing I do in my budget, even before paying my mortgage. So I'm a huge fan of charitable giving.
That is a great message. Thank you, Michelle. Charitable advice on Christmas from Michelle Singletary. And I'll just note that you, dear listeners, can hear more from Michelle at her NPR podcast. Go online at npr.org/colorofmoney. And that's all one word.